On? Okay, let's call the meeting to order.
Thank you, ITF.
Attendance?
Lowell Feldman.
Present.
Nicholas Salamone.
Yep.
Abby Bachman.
Here.
Josh Tosin, pass.
Okay, first item on the agenda is the approval of our March 31 minutes. Do I have a motion for approval?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Nadi? Okay, we have some financial matters to deal with, the approval of RBT LLP, the accountants for the annual audit for $8,000 for calendar year 2022. Need a motion to approve that, please?
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay. The other financial matter would be for Harris Beach, legal fees for the LDC for the amount of $14,325. Again, motion to approve that for payment.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Are there any resolutions at the moment? I don't believe there are any, no. And we can go to some other business. I'd like to bring something up. Unfortunately, representatives from the facility management team were unable to attend, but I do have a report which I will read and submit into the minutes. This was provided to us yesterday, that there since hires, new hires since April 1 to June 22, were 12 CNAs, 4 full-time, 2 part-time, 6 per diem. 4 of the 6 per diem work closer to full-time than part-time hours, but need the flexibility for personal matters such as school. 3 of the CNAs are from their CNA class that we partnered, that they partnered with BOCES to have the students to do their clinics there. In addition, they have had 2 other staff that were previously TNA pass their CNA's exams, and other went through the entire class to become a CNA since the start of their partnership with TBC to offer the opportunity to become certified to their staff who are interested. LPNs, licensed practical nurses, 4 full-time, 2 per diem, and 1 part-time have been hired. Registered nurses, 3 full-time, 1 per diem. There was staff resignation, 1 full-time LPN who was hired between 4-1 and 6-22-23 resigned due to moving. They also hired a cook, assistant social worker, full-time psychologist, full-time physical therapist, and 2 per diem certified occupational therapy assistants and PTAs. They have hired a full-time rehab director who is also a speech pathologist. They partnered with the Sullivan County BOCES LPN program to allow students to complete their clinical hours at the facility in hopes that the students become interested in working at the center upon graduation. They continue to work towards partnering with Dominican University to assist with providing the location for clinical hours for their therapy students in PTOT and speech therapy areas. They're currently waiting for the paperwork to be signed by the county. They have initiated a 2-day fielding class to train staff of various disciplines to feed residents. This type of program really brings the morale of the building and encourages staff to appreciate each other and work together. They plan to attend and sponsor the Bagel Festival in August, once again to network with their community, and have done so for the past 2 years. They've recently celebrated Nursing Home Week, as well as Nurses and CNA Week, with engraved Yeti mugs and lunch for all of our nurses and CNAs to thank them for their hard work and dedication to the residents and the facility. They are working very hard to change the culture of the home and work with all staff to create a family atmosphere. They feel this has helped increase the recent numbers of new hires. They've been working with nursing staff and staffing coordinator to balance out schedules so they are consistent for all weekends and holidays. As always, they continue to recruit and retain new staff in all positions. That was the submission. I'll give a copy of it for the minutes.
Any public comment?
Any public comment? All right.
Do
please.
One, two. The process, as it says, you've been duly served. Okay, that's a copy of the open meetings law. Let's turn to your minutes of last month. There's a couple of mistakes. Number one, Mr. Bachman was on the screen and the minister does not reflect that. That's supposed to be reflected. Number two, Mr. Chellis is not a member of the board. He termed out. He's not been reappointed or held over by any resolution. So there's only three people on this board to make it a quorum. Under the open meetings law, video conferencing is not a quorum. You have to have a majority of the board present in the room. So therefore, everything you did last month is null and void because you did not have a quorum present. Okay? And that really is the point that you got to read is 103A, which is on page 2. Okay? So you're supposed to have a minimum of three present in the room, as for 103A2. Let's see, what else we want to bring out here? There's a whole bunch of things you can do right. You're supposed to make a note of who is videoed in. You're supposed to, there are ways to make it so people can show up and be present for a disability, and that's also covered, and it has to be done by a policy or resolution or a law, depending on the situation, and the county has not done that, so we're still back to what all this says, all right? Bottom line is, when you do video conferencing, they don't count. You can have an extenuating circumstance to be participating. And one of the other things is when you do video conferencing, you're supposed to let the public know in advance. You're supposed to have access to the link to tune into the video conference. And when there's public comment, they're allowed to make public comment over the video. All right? So those are the three things that have not been done. And you're not alone. The big boys are the same way. They don't do the things right either. Okay? So that's it. So you basically have been working outside the rules for quite a while, and what you did last month has no actual justification. They can't pay any of those bills because the board was not present as a majority. The three have to sit in the room. Thank you.
Any other comments? If not, counsel is on the phone, but you're apparently a legal, right? But you're not a member, but if you have anything you'd like to add.
I just have a question, Mr. Chairman.
So go ahead.
I'm inquiring as to whether the report that you had received from the management of the care center would be posted on the LDC website.
We put it into the minutes, so it will be posted.
Soon?
I just received it last evening, so. And we're having a meeting now, so, and it's, we're going to the minutes of this meeting, which hopefully will be posted soon.
You have 5 days to do the minutes. That's the other thing. When you look at your agenda, there's no board packet, which is supposed to be by rule, by law. And when you did your minutes of the last month, there's nothing on the resolutions or any of that information there for any of the public to see. Yeah, so it's sloppy, which means something's not right.
Council, while you're listening, and hopefully prior to the next meeting, we'll resolve these situations.
I'd also like to express my surprise that a representative from the care center is not here today, especially given that this meeting was posted well in advance.
Okay. Any other business? No? A motion to adjourn then?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, thank you all.